Okay, we I'm not going to go through the rules of procedure so much. Rules of conduct. We're bringing the meeting to order. You're signed in. And all the members are here. Okay, rules of conduct. You know them. We'll read the agenda in full.
That's good.
iPhone Randy. Okay.
Oh, maybe he gets because he gets
Yeah.
back.
Yeah, so he might be getting on the phone. Did you guys get those survey questions?
Yeah.
You know what they were? They were last year's or the last update. I think it was two or three updates, but those are the questions they asked, and that's what's in the
Plan. Was it
yeah.
just those lists of things that people rank from 0 to 50?
Yeah, and that was in the town plan. I just use it as a starting point. These are what they used before, so we can talk about what we want to add, we want to
Is it?
or keep the same. I mean, it was a long time ago, so things have changed. Okay, so any additions to the agenda? I kind of have an addition. It's just that Payment said that you had done a report, a forest report for.
Or I just let the select board know that the draft forest management plan
Yes.
for the forest off of Long Pond Road is out on the town's website for review and input, public input. So
What's
okay.
the date for that input to be, that public input to be written?
You
Is
know
there
what, when
a
we.
ending date or not?
Well, when we talked about it, we said that we would just let like 30 days, like it was an arbitrary time period. But that was, I think, what that was the last meeting in December, that it was announced that the plan was out on the town's website. So we thought that maybe sometime like the first or second select board meeting in February, that it would just go before the select board if they had a chance to review and wanted to approve. So far, we've only gotten maybe two public comments.
I've got some to submit, so I
Okay.
thought I should know when.
Yeah, I mean it's really at the it's at the behest of the select board as far as what they want to do.
There's nothing really to discuss here at this time, or do you
I
want
would just say that the plan's out there. Some people should review it.
I think I
Okay.
sent the link to everybody. You should have gotten it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Last
I've
week
sent the
I
link
sent the
to
link to
several.
this
Yep.
board and asked if folks that had time to review it in case they wanted to give you comments.
Okay.
I
Well,
sent it
I'll.
out on
I
Front Porch
saw,
Forum. I saw, was it Peggy that did that too? And I know
Oh, it
that
was
Elaine,
Maggie. It was Maggie.
Maggie,
Maggie
sorry,
Patton.
Maggie. That's what I meant. But I saw that well,
Hi, Donna.
I think Elaine had sent out the link too with the select board minutes.
Donna's on Zoom now to get Randy in done.
I can speak Welsh as well.
Yay.
Okay.
Agenda.
So yeah, I'll read it over and then we'll decide if we want
Yeah, I don't
to
know
put
if
it
any
on.
action is needed. I mean,
Yeah.
it's
Okay.
a
We won't put it on
one.
this agenda then.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
Yeah.
just a comment about the fact that some people, when we talk about town forests, they think the one on Peen Hill, because we've talked a lot about that in different meetings. Be nice if we had a named the one up at on Long Pond.
Well, it
You know,
does say if you look at the town
I
website,
know
it
it says
says
Long
at
Pond.
whatever number Long Pond Road,
I know.
and it says that on the PDF as well as on the link.
Yes, I
So it's,
understand, but people aren't
yeah.
catching that. I had a friend say, "Oh, I used to do a lot up in there," and I thought, "No, you did the one over on Peen Hill Road."
What about the one on the south end? That's not even mentioned either.
No, it's not.
Man.
Yeah.
And
Good
where's
point.
that? Is that across the street from like the CCC road, that area, or is
A
it?
little further
Yeah.
adjacent to the transfer station, sort of up behind the transfer station.
Okay, that's not where the old town dump
Oh, it's
was.
on both sides of
It
the
actually
road.
is on both
Yeah.
sides.
That's
You're right.
town?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
wow. Does it show up here as being
No.
down in Westmoreland? Should it? Oh, that's more. Yeah, this is it's
More
here, here.
over. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
we get further
there's.
down.
So we have like three town forms. Wow.
Could be right in here.
Three plots. The one down below on the south end, Bill had showed me that where that entrance was. He said they'd had designs on possibly finding gravel down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
Could you repeat
CCC
that?
road, right? Six, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you say that again, Randy? Let me turn it on. This is.
Bill was talking to me and explained about where the guardrail ends on the north side. You cut through and you can see a road up through there. I walked back a short distance just to get a sense of where it was.
Okay, that's the south end, right?
And
Yeah,
then
okay.
I've been up on
Oh,
the Long Pond parcel as well.
that's
Hey
good.
guys,
Lori
hi.
Lakin and I did a nice circuit up in there to just get a sense of the land. Particularly the elevation, it's pretty rugged, beautiful.
Okay, good. That's that may be if we have that. Well, this is later on in the. Let me go through the agenda and see. The new business, we're going to discuss the town opinion survey questions. Like I said, I put the questions that were in the town plan already and see if we want to follow the same type of thing, same format, or the same questions, or we want to add to it. We have, plenty of time to do that, but let's get as much input as we can. And then we want to discuss the panel event for the town plan update. And I got some ideas on that and how we might want to handle it. And then the short-term rental ordinance, pros and cons. I know, went through everything I have. And the only thing I really like that we came through that might be a possibility is the Burke application form. It's pretty simple. It gets everybody's registered. I don't think it, what is it? Do you still have that?
Gave
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any copies of that, so
no.
make some. Yeah, I have to get some copies.
A little bit.
And it has
A
applicant
little bit.
gives them a DRB permit number, a DRB permit date, new or registration. And then it has the applicant, the owner, and contact information. Local contact emergency person, that all contact information. It also has distance from subject property in miles. Subject property, the site address, assessor's parcel number, zoning, number of bedrooms. That's put them. And then it required materials for the thing is a copy of the deed or tax bill, proof of liability insurance, proof of smoke, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers are installed. They have pictures. Fire safety checklist, signed and dated. And then the long-term registration, $35 per unit per year. Short-term, $45 per unit per year.
Now,
And they just sign.
does Burke, are they taxing on these short-term rentals like
I
we
don't
are?
know. I don't
You
know.
mean
I
do
mean,
they have a local tax?
yeah, I mean,
you mean they
if we've
pop on the
got that here,
1%? If they do it, it's the 1% on the
yeah,
9%.
that's what I'm
Wait.
wondering because I
Yeah.
mean, you're charging a fee, they're
On
already
top of
paying a
rooms and
fee,
meals.
Well, no, they aren't paying
What
it. Tourists are paying
do you mean?
it. It's the tourists that pay the
Yeah.
1%,
Well,
Andrew.
no, I'm saying it's just on top. Who's going to pay for that? It's the tourists as well. I mean, it's just
Well, no,
adding
the business pays
money
for
on
that.
top of.
What is rooms
Right.
and meals tax? But
The rooms and meals are paid
nine.
by
And then you got the
tourists.
local option tax on top of
Yeah.
Want me to
Yeah.
make a copy of that?
Yeah, why don't you make a couple of them?
I'll take one
What? You
too.
said to done that. Let's do that agenda item first.
What's that, a short-term rental?
Yeah, because
Okay, let's start on short-term rental ordinance.
you already told me.
Yeah.
Then I make bad enough at the notes, you can just you don't have to be
Yeah, I
saying.
know. Yeah, we'll try to stay a little on target here. So, yeah, this is all this. I got a million different options and things that are done all through Vermont for short-term rentals. This is from the Vermont Housing and Finance Agency. VLCT,
Copy.
That was.
um, And most of it is way beyond our scope, because they got to have inspections and rules, and it's a complicated process that would have to go through. The most complicated is an ordinance when they have a short-term rental ordinance. That's not done by us. That's done by them. It's like, so I kind of ruled that out. We're not doing that. And then,
Well, thank you. Yeah.
but I think, like as far as pros and cons go, having them register, at least we know where they are, who owns them, and if there's trouble, we know who to call. And then the other thing is, that we can use it as a list of people say, well, where can I rent property? Like you suggested,
They can
Carol.
also go on list,
Yeah.
right?
And then, and
They
so.
probably have to have an approved list on the website anyway.
Right. Yeah. So that's another pro.
So I'm a little confused about are you talking about trying to create an ordinance and then what that would entail, or are you thinking about writing it into the town plan or put it into planning, zoning? I don't get where you're at with this.
I don't know the logistics of it. I don't know who would do the administration. I think, and that's one of the big hang-ups, is I think it would probably end up all on Elaine's lap, getting her.
Well, the zoning administrator would be the one I think.
That's a possibility, yeah.
I
Yeah.
mean,
Well, an ordinance is done by the select board. But that's, like I said, I don't think we want to go the ordinance
Root.
type route. I'm thinking if we could have something. I don't know if
Well, Burke
IRC
only
has.
has registrations.
Yeah. And I
I
think
don't think
that's.
they have an ordinance.
No. And I don't think we should have an ordinance because I think it's too complicated for a small town like us. But I got to ask around and see if I don't know, do you think it's worth it to even investigate? Do you want to, should we do more? Should we think about have something like this?
I'm not in favor of it, but
Yeah.
somebody think that's a conflict of interest. But I'm not short-term rentals.
Yeah, you're long term.
I'm long-term, but
Yeah, it's
I
per
think
unit, so it would, yeah, it'll be a couple hundred
actually,
bucks.
why do you say yours is long-term?
Because I rent for the whole season.
So the depth. It was interesting because I just before I came here, I was reading through these notes and stuff and. The state of Vermont has an Act 10 that is telling you how what defines a short-term rental, which I was really quite surprised about. But
Is it less
on a
than?
couple things. One is if you have more than 10 rentals, you have to register with the Department of Health. Two rentals. I'm sorry, I said 10. No more than two rental units on one property.
Short-term rentals.
Well, they define short term to be fewer than 30 days and or more than 14. So it's because all of your units are longer than 30 days.
Yeah, I've got one that's not,
Right.
and I pay the option tax to the town on that one.
You
I want
collect
to,
rooms and meals, state and local.
yeah. But the others, the state said, as long as
Right.
have leases and long term, they're not under rooms and meals.
Right. Exactly. 30 days is the cutoff. Yeah. But then I went on to and found I was looking at wastewater stuff and there's rules on short-term rentals for drinking water and wastewater. I didn't know that either.
I paid when I was going through all these things that I got was that I saw that I think it might have been in an ordinance though that they had rules, but or it was a list of things with short-term rentals, so it might have been the state
You know, and
rules.
in there, it's a state document, and in there it defines what a bedroom is. You know, we all talked about, you know, years ago when we were building, we talked about a bedroom is if it has no door and no closet, it's not a bedroom. Well, for drinking and wastewater, that's defined in here. A bedroom is a room in a building that is used or serves as a sleeping quarters space. Adding beds to places like a screened-in porch or other room in the building is considered a bedroom. Adding a bedroom to your building is considered an increase in wastewater and water flows and requires a permit. You know, people think they can make bedrooms out on what we call historically sleeping porches.
Yeah. Well,
I
that's.
don't think a lot of homeowners know this rule. I mean, and that's along, you know, we also have the problems along with, you know, people building, and we don't get record that they, you know, got their permits from the state. You
Yeah.
know,
There's a
so
there's the bunkhouse thing too.
yeah,
I don't.
exactly. Additional rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, where they have a bunkhouse and they rent the apartment, but then the kids all the 20 kids sleep in
In the
the
shed.
bunkhouse.
No, I think it's just as far as the town of Westmore's business, it's too much paperwork and
It's
responsibility.
very hard.
And I think it'd be hard on the property owners throughout that you deal with a lot that have part-time rentals and
Well, and you know, it's one of these things we haven't had a problem in the past, really. I mean,
I don't think we've had trouble with the noise part that's with a lot of people.
I think the one time this summer, wasn't there a party down at that straight down the street from Michael
Oh,
Hare? It was
at
like,
the Mountain Lake
yeah,
Cottage.
Mountain Lake Cottages. They had a wedding party or something. They got pretty noisy, but they ended pretty early. It wasn't late.
And they basically had a permit.
They did, yeah. Okay.
They got their approvals
For a
that
liquor
they.
permit, you mean?
Yeah,
Yeah.
they got their liquor permit, and they got, you know, I mean, we don't have any other method to control a group.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the way I'm kind of thinking that, you know, what happened with the wedding barn was how we handled it. We brought active 50 people in to, you know, regulate the noise, basically, is what I came in, noise pollution. And that's how we've handled it in the past. So, you know, is it enough? Maybe, you know.
But
Well, who does the enforcement actually fall on? It falls on our law enforcement, right? And there's no other person that's really been.
well, if it's with related to Act 250, then it's individuals calling the state to follow up on the location that
But
is not meeting Act 250 rules.
you're not enforcing at 11 p.m. Right.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, that's the thing is, I don't know, did
Ordinance.
they find them after that? Is that what happens if somebody, you know, doesn't do that? If the noise
They're
goes
supposed
beyond?
to. If they're violating their Act 250 permit, yeah, there's certain fines, I
But not
think.
everybody's Act 250.
I know, that's what I was
Like, I
thinking,
don't think the
Greg.
cabin's down there,
Yeah,
and
they weren't Act
they're not.
250.
I'm not.
Nope. That's
Yeah,
right.
but they called Act 250 to come and act on that because it was noise pollution. I don't think,
Right.
yeah, that was
Accurate.
that's why they, yeah. So I mean it,
We
you
understand
can
that.
bring Act 250 in. They don't have to be an Act 250 property. In other words, isn't
Oh,
that what happened?
no.
I don't see how that could happen.
Act
Oh,
250
they were.
permitted place.
I
Yes.
didn't know that.
Who?
Coles.
Oh, Coles, but not
No, not down
not
here.
down here.
He's referring to the cold situation.
Okay.
But we do have noise standards in our bylaws.
Yeah.
You can't right, make certain decibels of
But
noise after a certain time of day. But
that's
who's
only
going
in the zoning permits.
Right.
Yeah. That
No, that's in the zoning bylaws, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. No, I've never seen anything on
It's
those.
a town plan. It's
No.
not in. So somebody doesn't have a permit.
I think the state does have a.
I don't know if the town has an ordinance on that or not.
I don't think they
Not a
do.
noise,
Do you have the
no.
zoning bylaws with you?
Yeah, I have them on my computer. No, this came up at the Coles hearing, and we didn't have any kind.
You
So
know,
it's part
I
of the
thought with all this
liquor permit.
with all this short-term rental changes, you know, you can it's gonna come about, right? How long will it take for it to really, you know, get to Westmore? Because it's already in other towns that have more tourism and that sort of thing.
Ski
And
areas.
better administration of, you know, town work. And until Westmore figures out how to pay for that kind of administration.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure our zoning administrator now is not going to want to get up at
Absolutely not.
11, 12 o'clock, and
It, well, they wouldn't
he's not
police it.
a
It
law
wouldn't,
enforcement.
yeah,
Yeah, but
it
even
wouldn't be police. It would just be, they would contact you after.
that I don't that
Yeah.
would probably be,
That's
and I
all.
know it's not in Table 201, which is establishment of regulations, which say application of regulations, permitted uses, conditional uses, minimum area distance, dimensional requirements, use area distance and dimensional requirements. We don't have any, we have our bylaws are basically where you can put stuff on your property. We don't go into a whole lot, excavations, flood hazards.
You fall under the select board now.
Yeah,
Noise ordinance,
yeah,
which would be
that would be an ordinance to town. It wouldn't be in a
yeah.
bylaw. Yeah.
I'm just looking at this. There is a state law for if it's making unnecessary and offensive noise between sunset and sunrise, but then it's usual, and they've fines up to, it says up to $50, but then it says local ordinances are usually, you know, towns, that's usually a town would have an
Yeah,
ordinance.
no, we don't have an ordinance on that. Yeah, and yeah. So I mean, I thought actually you could call Act 250 in because you saw something happen, but I guess not. I didn't know they were already 250 property. So anyway, it would be out of our hands anyway because it'd have to be the select board to make a ordinance for noise.
So all this
Did they talk about that? I don't remember. They might have.
discussion is based on, do we want to have an ordinance or not? Is that where you're coming from, Bob? It's still not clear.
Yeah, it's basically, do we want to get involved in regulating
And right.
short-term rentals? We've been through this 5 or 6 times, and it always kind of ends up for our town. It's not a good idea. I think, it's just get a lot more information and a lot more towns doing it. But those are towns with, bigger towns by a lot.
Well, the
And
one
a point of
advantage of
order.
the registration process would just be that, you know, you do have the landowner sort of on record, you know, of, you know, who to contact if, you know, somebody is renting and you do have a problem on your hands.
Yeah, and they have a local contact point too. And it's, I think, with the registration, if somebody's starting that, you want to know, do they live in Minneapolis and are they by this place as a property? And
Right. If they have a local property manager, somebody to contact, if, you know, somebody's not abiding, you know, somebody's come over to your property and is now using your kayaks in the middle of the night or something like that. It's actually happened to us before.
happened,
With
yeah.
a neighbor's renting out their property, and people came onto our property and took our boats out for the evening. So, I
No.
mean,
But
you
did they
know,
know it
that's a.
wasn't your boats? It was their
The,
boat.
of course, of course, the renters said that the rules were clearly stated, but obviously they weren't. So, you know, and then it becomes a liability thing. So, you know, I think that they're, you know, having a registration process at least puts people, you know, on
And
notice that.
thinking about your comment that It gives you on record what is in town and who is responsible. Like down on Old 5A, when we had renters in town that were doing drug dealing, you know, I mean, we didn't know who owned that house or was overseeing that house. So I think that makes a lot of sense.
Was that was a long-term rental, though, wasn't it? It wasn't a
No, an
well.
Airbnb rental.
Oh, wow.
Where's that?
No, 5A.
Old 5A.
On
Old
Old 5A
5A.
in Yellow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It sounds to
Yeah.
me like there's
Not the
two
South End.
issues
The
to
South
think
End of Old
about. I don't think
5A.
any of the registers.
No,
Excuse me,
the
the
North
North.
End.
Excuse me, the North End.
I'll
That's
call
right.
you later. I'm at a
Yeah, I
meeting.
think
I have good points with the registration. The two things I see as issues are who's going to have the responsibility? Is it going to be, I mean, Elaine's pretty
well.
stressed out right now. So would she be the person that had to really manage that? Or
Or
I mean,
she's
it would
keeping
just be
them.
get taking the registrations and then, but then she would be the one that have to like look up the author, you know, the owner. And the other is like Rick said, the cost. I mean, if it's per unit, you know, if you've got 8 units, that adds up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the zoning board of the zoning administrator's fees. You know, you're
Right.
charging fees so that somebody actually can get compensated for doing the
Yeah.
work.
So you
It
have
doesn't have to
right.
be Elaine,
Right. Yeah.
you know, it
Yeah.
can be somebody else.
Yeah. All right,
That's true.
Randy or Donna, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I had my hand up for a little while there.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't see
There's
that.
a couple of things I'd like people to remind to kind of remember. Number one, Airbnb, short-term rentals, not Airbnb. Short-term rentals are very heavily taxed by the state, and more so than hotels. We have to charge, and yes, the people pay it, but when they go to rent your place, they're like, whoa. Why am I, is 14% tax being added on? 1% is going to the town, which we only get 0.75 of it, and another additional 3% just for being a short-term rental. A hotel pays the 10%, we pay 13%. So let's remember that. That does go into how much the person's paying. Second of all, before we make any rules, regulations, whatever, let's remember if we can't enforce them, don't waste your time. If you're not going to build in enforcement, it's not worth putting it in there. And second of all, I wouldn't, I wish I didn't have to rent out my place at all, but I have to because of the taxes, because of the insurance, because of everything else. So when you're even saying a registration fee, we don't register, we don't get money from people that use our town, that use our beaches, that don't pay into our tax thing. We don't get it for a lot of the events. So before we keep taxing the people that are already being taxed for living in the town, let's find other ways to get it for the people that benefit coming to our town that pay directly, that should be paying directly. Even our event centers, they don't pay an annual fee to be registered, but you're saying, oh, let's get the homeowner that's trying to make ends meet as everything keeps going up and up. Let's add another fee. Plus, I just don't see our town being able to follow through with enforcement. So it's just something that's my two cents for what I've experienced.
Okay, good.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Randy, do you have anything to say?
No, I think it's been covered pretty good. It makes sense
Okay.
as well as what you've said. I do reflect the same thing Donna's saying too, is we're looking at what's projected for the education tax. It could put us on the road moving out of town.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just bring in just to be not the devil's advocate, but it's a registration fee, it's not a tax. There's many landowners in town that don't live here, that they live out of state, and they are absentee landlords and renting out their properties and making money off of those properties in our town. So they and those people that are renting, you know, they may be buying goods and services from our local stores or farmers markets or places like that. So, you know, maybe it is economic development if you look at it that way. It might be a small price to pay to actually have, you know, put people on notice for being a little more responsible when they are being landlords and renting out the property, and especially if they don't live here and they can't actually see what's going on. So I'll just put that out there.
Yeah, no, that's a good point
Yeah,
too.
and you can structure the pay, you know, I mean, Burke has $45 per property. But you know, if you structure it in a way that if you have more than so many properties, it's a flat amount of a different number, you know, not 45 times 10 or something, you know.
Yeah.
Can we just do a mass filing? Not charge anybody so we get the information and take that money out of the 1% that we're already paying on top of it to fund this.
Where
There's
does the
a
1% come from? The
well,
local.
0.75
Yeah.
from the local. And that way you've got some form of security if something is going on that, you know, you can get a hold of somebody.
Yeah, right now the treasurer puts that 0.75% in the general fund, you know, and so I said to him, well, wait a minute, I wanted to see that money be used for the amenities that the town provides, you know, the porta potties, the other, especially the porta potties, but the other costs that we never get recouped for from by our guests. Or tourists. And so that's a good point, Andrew, to you could we could make a case to use some of that 0.75% for these kind of items. And having the registration is maybe without a fee to start with. At least get on record who's all renting.
The other thing to consider that I remember talking about this 2 years ago when you first brought it up about short-term rentals, other places, not Burke, other places do have it set up in such a way that if you live on that property, you're like a stage one. So it would cost you less. Stage two
Sure.
would be people that do not live there, but they like Bob just said they do it as an investment property. That is a whole nother category. So you could charge, I know in Utah they do it like you only $25 if you live on the property and you rent it out because you're right there. People know how to get to you. But if you're doing it as a business, then it's a $200.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they were rated best and worst short-term rentals, and the best is owner present during, on the property. Like if you're renting out your garage or if you're renting out the second floor or something. Yeah. Or like Greg is. He's
Yeah.
right there, he knows that you're right there, Then the next
Local.
one was, somebody who doesn't live there, but they have a property manager. And then they take care of the property and they're responsible for everything in there. You can get in touch with them. The worst case scenario was in a crowded neighborhood with multiple houses.
An absentee
An
owner,
absentee owner
absentee or
and
anybody.
nobody to get, yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
that's the worst. I think we're mostly owner occupied,
Property
managing.
managed. Yeah. I
Yeah.
think mostly. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we have too many people that, and then, next step is that they.
Just come by, you know, or come in at off times, you know.
Yeah. I mean, so if we decide to do something, I think with the people who own the property are there, then, there has to be some kind of graded fee things.
So it seems like since this has been talked about a lot, maybe just something should be written up as a proposal of how to handle it, starting out with registration, no fee. Let's start collecting names, you know, and find out who would, you know, track that. Maybe the listers could do
Andrew,
that, you
well,
know.
that's one of the other thing that towns run into is that people don't necessarily register if they're not with Venmo or Airbnb or whatever, then you don't know if they rent or not. That's and a
That could
lot of
be it.
people just they might advertise in a newspaper in Greenwich Village, and
Yes,
say, I have a
that
property
used to
here.
be more popular, but I don't see that as much now as it used to be 15, 20 years ago.
No, it isn't. And one
You
of the
know.
problems is it's hard to get people to keep the places up. So, but anyway, with those type of things, the big towns have what they call scrubbers. And the scrubbers go through all of the magazines and all of the newspapers, and they see if any properties in that area are being rented that aren't registered. So, but you know, those
Yeah.
places are causing $5,000 a year registration for your Airbnb, you
Well, the
know.
state does that too.
Do they do the scrubbers thing?
To collect that 9%, well, collect the 13%, well, 12%, they track you. Oh yeah.
We can't do that, obviously. You know,
No.
it's a big, there's companies that software companies and
Sure.
that cater to that stuff, and they'll say, you know, we can manage your properties for you, we'll make sure everybody's true and blue to everything they say.
Is something or just drop it all the discussion at this point?
I
What
think we we should
does the board want to do?
I still think we should think about it, and I'll try to get a little more information from other towns. You know, the guy at Burke's supposed to be pretty approachable, and he's a pretty
Who
good
was
guy.
that?
Forget his name, but
Is it Michael somebody?
he's a planning commissioner.
Yeah. He's got the carpet business. Yeah, I know. Nice guy.
And so I'll just see, you know. I mean, they have a lot. They have East Burke that has tons and tons of rentals, so they have a little bigger. All right, so let's just table that for now, and we'll if you know, if I don't find anything exciting, I probably won't bring it up for a while. Okay, now I did want to just go over the. I said last time that I would bring up.
To vote on.
No, do you want to vote on that? You want to? No, just table it and
There's nothing going on. Table it.
We could vote, we could table it.
Yeah.
I can find my list of too many papers. The you don't have a copy of your
Nope.
right now. I can probably do it off of
Yeah,
you.
Jim.
You should have it there. What are you
That's
so
yours.
keen about?
Well, the next item that I want to talk about is the panel event coming up. And it's just
Oh,
what do
my
you mean
friend, I
by
see
panel
another one
event?
over there.
Panel event for the town hall. What was suggested by the NBDA was that we have a panel of experts for town plan changes, which would be forestry, lakes and ponds, Svigny down there, Jason Svigny for the transportation, VTrans. What else do we had?
Can we add in the discussions about the walking path?
Well, that's one thing. That's what we're kind of working with. Forget names and who we are on the panel. We're working with the Path Forward people. So, you know, they're just for suggestions and names. Pam approached them last week, and so
Well, the book has all the names of the Path Forward, a rural development book that they created, has all kinds of lists of names that will really be very helpful. And what they did for people that they brought in to talk to us.
now this is about the path, about the
No, I'm talking about Path Forward group
yeah.
that 2 years ago that Rural Development created our meetings. And that blue
Okay.
book that's published is really a great resource. Is
Oh,
there
okay.
one over there for you?
No, I have one at home.
Yeah.
We did have quite
quite
a
a couple
collection
here
of
and
them
there.
there.
They're pretty
And
popular. I have one.
what I was asking is if you could. When you're talking about this town plan changes, the RAMP group is also looking for a time to get input from the community on this walking path.
Yeah, we
And
talked
there would be a
briefly
perfect
about trying to
time.
do it together.
It would be a
Yeah.
perfect time.
Well, that's what the panel discussion could be,
Part
you know, part
of.
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's
'Cause
what
that
I'm
is,
asking you. And that would be. You coordinate that with Peggy.
yeah,
we've
yeah.
already talked to
I
her about
know.
it, about doing
I'm
that.
sure you did.
Yeah. So yeah, that's I mean, the names we've gotten so far is like representing like some ponds and like Lou Bushy too. He'd be a good guy to have. And
Jared Nunnery.
Jared Nunnery, the forest guy.
Yes.
You worked with him, right?
This is the book.
Yeah.
If you don't have one, this is a
Yeah,
great resource
we
book.
have that.
And in the back, they have all of the members of different resources and different locations of people they brought in to talk to us. And it was, pretty helpful. And
Yeah.
they will, I mean, they're not NVDA, which I know they're probably stretched thin.
They're very stretched in. Yeah, but Allison Lowe is
But
somebody we'd want there.
right, but
Yeah.
this Rural Development Group might have some suggestions and names too.
Well, and wound up being that, when we updated the hazard mitigation plan, we identified drought as being a hazard, but it wasn't rated that high, and look what a problem that became for a lot of people.
Well, that's one person
So.
I would like. I know the state has advisors or, I don't know, people that give them information on basically climate change. And
Well,
what can we expense? What do they expect in the next 10 years?
there is a regional hazard mitigation planner at NVDA,
There
and
is.
so that
Okay.
might be a good person to agree
Yeah.
with.
Yeah. Because again, that's one of those things that the hazard mitigation might change as things get
Yeah.
warmer. So, yeah. I mean,
I
one of the
forget his
things.
name. Jim Morton, maybe? I forget.
The number one is the landslides, right? That was the number one hazard that they were most likely to happen.
Well, I think landslides, just because they had the potential to close down, 5A as a major artery.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
I thought that we had, I think we had windstorms or ice storms rated more highly because of how many
The amount of
trees that
damage it
they
can
might
do.
bring down,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
therefore you lose power for a longer period of time. I mean, look what's happening in the South
Let's
right
see.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was rated
Yeah.
higher, but.
Okay,
But that
anyway,
might be a
that's
good thing
it.
to have up.
Yeah, so you could get that from that contact, right? For
Sure, yeah.
the regional hazard mitigation.
Yeah, like
I've
Dave
reached
Morton.
out to the conservation district, and they have a person that's a lake and water person, and then they have a forest, kind of a agriculture. Well, of course, they have like riparian border person, and then they have somebody who's doing the agriculture, which is in our town plan too. That's our
Yeah.
friends over the hill that sell chickens, Jason. He's working for them now.
Yeah, the conservation district's got some good people, good resources.
Yeah, I
They'd
wrote to
be
the man, I forget his name, he's on the list that Bob can't find, but who does the lakes and water.
Will.
And he wrote back and said he'd be happy to be on the
Lakes
path
and
with them.
ponds, yeah.
Yeah, Will Marley or
Yeah,
Hyde. Yeah, it's Lutz.
yeah. His name is on a piece of paper somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere in this vicinity.
Still on my computer.
Okay, yeah, so we'll put together more names, and I think the idea of having that, I mean, I think it could be like what they suggest is like offer food, everything, and get everybody there. And the reason the NVDA wants to do it and the state wants to do it is because they feel that after they redo a town plan, many people don't feel like they were included. So they want you to do as many things as possible to get everybody included. And that's what this panel discussion, you make it very, you advertise it, you word of mouth everything to get people to show up there. If they want to ask questions about the town plan improvements or changes, then that's the place to do it.
Why don't you
So.
just reach out to the people that did this at Rural Development to start with?
I
And you have
use.
a whole name of groups and people.
I used them in the application that was, they said reach everybody. I said, the Path
Right.
Forward people basically did a really good job with that.
Well,
this is the Vermont Council on Rural Development. It's who I'm saying, which
Yeah,
is
right.
the
That's what I mean. The
that's
people who
who,
started the Path
right.
Forward. Yeah. No, I and they did have they had everybody put down names of people they thought might be interested and how to get in touch with them and did as much as you can. And so, yeah, we might use something like that or
Yeah,
just.
you could
Essentially
come up
speaking.
with some major themes. I mean, recreation is another major theme, right? I'm just thinking about I think the Willoughby State Forest is due for the long range management plan is due for an update. But like Luke O'Brien, I think he would be a great person to have on a
It was
panel.
Luke Bushy I had in there, but Luke O'Brien.
Luke Bushy is the state forest
Luke,
or
Luke
just
O'Brien's
branch
the
of
guy with
that.
the CCC camp, right?
Yeah, that Luke did a thing on the CCC.
Yeah, he's on, he also works for, he looks works with Lou Bushy out of the Sims 930 district office. But he does represent himself, I think.
Well, he's pretty archy, yeah, let's speak like that.
Okay, I think that's all we have to say about that. Because we've got a couple months to talk about that, but I just want everybody thinking about it and
Thing that I need to encourage you to do is to pick some dates. If you're going to,
I
because I
the
need to
end
have time to
yeah
observe the hall.
the NVDA kind of has to do that. They're the ones going to organize it. So,
Are you letting MVDA organize it and not the town, not you guys?
I'm going to see what they say,
They're going to tell you no. You know that. You
No,
know
not
that.
necessarily. Not necessarily. I'm going to say these are the because of the nature of the town being, so many people don't show up until May or June that, we would like to have it later in the
One thing we
afternoon.
could do is to identify the town contact for each major theme. Like if we had like a housing theme, one of, it seems like we could divvy up who would be the contact for the town to help coordinate on that
That's a good idea.
particular theme. Like I'd be happy to do water quality, for instance. I just wonder if we could break it out by major themes.
I think that'd be the first step is to break it out by themes and then be able to.
Well, agriculture, housing, recreation, water quality, I mean, economic development seems like it would be an important one.
One thing that it's going to come up in the next thing we're going to talk about the questions, but one thing we found out, or Pam's discovering, is there's starting to be a pretty strong group of people with kids that want to
Oh,
get
Jen,
more
Jen.
community. So we don't survey anything about that. It's like,
12 kids, six and under.
yeah,
Whatever.
and it's like I think, we may be getting more as housing changes and things like that. Maybe in the next 8 years, we may have an influx of young families,
Oh, yeah.
which is what we want.
Well,
But
that Act 73 meeting drew a lot of people a couple nights ago. When was that, the 22nd?
Yeah, Jen had that earlier.
Yeah, we were on that call.
Oh, were
Oh,
you? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
there was
I
a
am.
couple dozen people on that call. I mean, some of them were school board members, but they were families.
So I think that, we might want to consider that in questions, like if we formulate questions for the survey, then, get the idea of what the town wants to do in the future as far as young families go. I don't know how what questions we'd ask, but
No,
to get some.
education could be another big thing
Education,
there
yeah.
too, for sure.
There's stuff in there, education now, but it talks about our school and
Yeah,
stuff.
but Lindley Pilsner looked at that and she's gonna help redo that part to bring it up to what's going on right now.
Who did you say?
Pardon?
Who did you say?
Linda McWish.
Oh, Linda.
Yeah, we met before she went to Florida and looked at that section. Yeah, I like that idea though of having themes and then, different people have different contacts.
And I'm looking at some of the peace and quiet is one thing, wildlife and natural habitat. Now, that's part of this wildlife and natural habitat is one of the questions they wanted to preserve as much natural land as possible with the acts and housing and stuff.
Well, most of it looks like it's all forest related
It does look really, yeah. I was trying to
There's a
figure
lot
out if
missing.
I was trying to figure out how that survey worked because it doesn't really read like a survey.
No,
No, I
no.
couldn't either. I didn't even know what it was.
Well, these are they had the columns, the peace and quiet and wildlife and natural habitat, stable property values, and then they had, rate it from 1 to 4, and then they gave each one of them. What was kind of interesting is that other than the last one, other, we got very little. But the range for all of them was from 178 to 208. There wasn't, like a huge gap anywhere other than the last one. Other had almost nobody, but they all rated between somewhere between 178 and 208. So,
Well, these are all the reasons why people want to be here, but it doesn't really dive into the real meat of the matter, the themes that we have in our town plan, which is what you want to get input from people on. I mean, I'm sure people have some strong opinions about what stable property values mean, but we don't have much control over that. I mean, I guess we do. We have to pass our own municipal budget, but. And those are important values, but how do you reflect on that in the town plan? I don't know. We want to keep our property taxes reasonable so people.
Well, unfortunately, the town property taxes are simple enough, aren't the ones that's the big problem. It's the education tax that's tied to it. I mean, I don't think our municipal tax is overwhelming. I mean, if you look at Barton. If you compare Barton's municipal tax to Westmore's municipal tax, the town of Barton is higher than
Oh,
Westmore.
sure. Well, we don't have a wastewater treatment plant in the school and all kinds of other stuff. We've got some board
We pay into
water.
the school, but not because we don't have many. We get a lot of kids who go to the table.
School
Yeah.
stories.
With those younger people about that.
Bring back the schoolhouse.
Bring back the schoolhouse. We'll move Elaine right out of here. There we go.
So I think this survey questions really need a lot of work. Everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Look at it and see. And it's like what do the what kind of the way they lead up to it is what do they want this town to look like in the future is what they ask these questions. What and th then they ask, how do these phrases below represent your definition of quality of life? And they had all of this, so like a young family might not fit into this that well from the questions they ask.
It's probably all the reasons why a young family want to move up here are already articulated there, quality of life, but it's also there's an affordability part that's missing from that.
So just define like the purpose of the survey. Is it to find out what's most important to people
That's
as a tax?
is to find out, what do people value, what, as far as the town goes, what's most important to them.
So we
And
can
I
find
mean
out.
that's one of these things, if you run a survey, you can control pretty much how people answer by how you ask the question.
So
Well,
we
that's
could
why you
think
need to
about
be
doing this
objective.
survey for the annual meeting, at the annual meeting.
The town meeting.
Would you want it right? Would you want it ready for the town meeting in March? Or are you gonna spend
It might.
money to mail it out? Because you won't get responses if you don't have a
I would
mass
say,
distribution.
I think to get a proper survey, you'd probably have to mail it out.
Or get it from summer people too, right?
Yeah, you want it from all the landowners,
Yeah,
not just
all the landowners, yeah.
people living here this time of year.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think with the survey that we did for our Path Forward group, we also had a link so people could do it
Oh,
electronically
yeah, for sure. Oh,
instead
yeah,
of
that
going
would
to
be real
referendum. So
helpful.
I think we did it in Front Porch Forum and
Yeah.
probably on the town website. I don't remember that
Well,
much.
that would be great if you could do that first and then mail out one who didn't do it
I don't think
online.
I'd go out.
Then you mean he's
I
going.
don't think they'd go out with tax bills or how that works.
Well, that would be
Too
late.
late. Over.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it'd be too late. Yeah.
You could have a little blurb, and maybe it's too late to for the section in the town plan or the town report on the planning commission updates. But if you just said, keep your heads up for a survey that'll be coming out about the town plan update, it'll
Yeah.
be
Yeah.
at least sometime in, I don't know, May.
The report's done and approved and signed,
Oh, it
but
is.
you can they're talking about either at lunchtime or right after the meeting to have people speak. And so somebody could announce that at lunchtime at the annual meeting. But you can't, it won't be in the book, is all I was
Too late for that.
too late.
Yeah, I had to get that in early.
I don't think you can add extra papers in the book, can you,
No,
Craig?
I've never seen it done.
Not the warning, but the, yeah, I mean, if you put
You
a,
could put supplements in there.
you can't?
Yeah.
Oh, then you could write up something and stick it in there.
I think we've done that before.
I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was, but it
Right.
just stuck something in there.
We can ask.
Well, the I mean, the Westmore Association also sends out like they're looking for membership, right? And get
That's
people to
right.
renew. I mean, I wonder if they have mailings that they might be able to
Maybe there's
pay
a
back
spring mailing. They did
for.
a fall one, but there's usually a spring one
I
too.
think there is, yeah.
Well, they also have an email list. You can
Well, they like the MailChimp
just
and
do an
stuff.
email.
Yeah, email list
We have
is
Facebook page.
Facebook
In
page.
between Westmore Commons and Westmore Association and the town, which put a lot of stuff out on social media.
Well, that's one for those things. It's always like how many ways things run out. Sometimes you feel like you don't get any answers, but if you keep, we had a
Yeah.
pretty good return for ours for the one trip.
Survey. Yeah.
We comparatively speak pretty good. See, but seems low when you say that number, but actually, this, something like more than 25% is considered
That's huge. That's a
good.
good return, yeah.
Well, I thought, like I said, it was anywhere from 178 to 208. That's a pretty good return on survey, the last one they did. If it was 208 people that responded. Yeah.
So let's
That's a
just,
long time
if
ago.
you can, you like just clarify your timeline and steps.
Okay. I think that between now and the next meeting, we should everyone think of any opinion survey questions that might be relevant, or even if it could group them into categories, environmental, family, a lot of them are environmental stuff now. That's
Does NVDA help with the administering a survey as part of
They would.
the grant?
Yeah, they would. VLCT might even have some information, I want to look at other towns. I have two town plans that have been redone. Was it Brownington and Barton, I think. But two around here that have just finished their town plans. So I can read through those and see what they've done. I haven't done it yet. And yeah, this.
So you want to have a new list of survey questions brought in at your next meeting?
Yeah,
That's in a month.
I know. Well, we don't
That's
have to come up with the final answers. Remember the old brainstorming stuff they used to do?
I know, but you're talking about 3 months. You need to have it all figured out.
You mean by
So,
March?
well, the survey questions need to be done by March, I would say. That's
Well,
only in 6 weeks.
I think they were just going to give a heads up at the town meeting that they
Yeah,
have the survey.
yeah,
So
yeah.
the survey
But I
questions are
was
going to be.
referring to the survey itself. You're going to want it all developed by June.
Yeah.
And that's
Yeah.
before you know it. It'll be here.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
Yeah. It's like, you don't write the paper till the night before because that way you're going to get it done 4 hours no matter what. It's not going to take you 30 hours like it should.
So, do you want members of your board to go through the town plan, come up with questions, and maybe at the same time, what Ethan suggested, there's something they feel they would be a good link to finding resources for them?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. I was a teacher and I hadn't signed those things. Second grade, but still. Oh,
No, that's important.
yeah.
Fundamentals, right?
Do your homework, kids.
Well,
Good to have deadlines.
Yep.
that I learned everything I need to know
What
in
did you put
kindergarten
for a
from
deadline? Next meeting.
next meeting
So next month.
for the first, yeah, for suggestions for questions and
So that's
categories and
February. Okay.
I think it's the same 27th, isn't it? Because no, it's yeah,
I
no.
don't have my, that's February, March are the same. What does it say
Okay.
over there, Ethan, on the calendar?
It's fine. I'm
I
turning it
have a
fine.
calendar in
I have my calendar
two
now.
pages now.
February.
Okay, so it is
For our next
February
meeting?
24th and March
Yeah.
24th.
Yeah. February 24th
And March 24th.
and March
Yeah.
24th.
Yeah, that's right. That's March and February the same.
So you'll have
Well,
things sent to you. Do you want them sent to you?
you can
I'm going to
email,
have time
sure.
to work a little bit on that.
Yeah, email's good.
Yeah, snap in the calendar.
And then you and Pam are working on the list for the panels of people.
Well, that's part of this was as the board goes through, they could
But
also, you know, I'll look at the booklet and then and I have already, you know, emailed Peggy again about it. And some other people like Maggie and Joe, Jen that know different possible resources. But I think while this group goes through the town plan, then you know, like Ethan says, he's happy to do like water quality because he knows people and he can figure out
I
who.
really suggest that to make your life easier is you should reach out to Alyssa, who helped organize this whole path forward group that we had starting, you know, day one, and they will be able to give you some good names. You know what the town plan says and what you want to like zero in on. The gal who was really on top of it was Jenna Kolaski, but she's left.
Who's left?
And Jessica Savage left. Now, Peggy uses Jessica Savage quite a bit, but she's not with Rural Development anymore. She went to somewhere else, but she would be a good contact too, because those were the people that kind of really pulled this all together, and their resources of even stuff in their computer with names and phone numbers and addresses and whatever are all probably available to you.
Good.
Yeah, and I think who there are people in the Path Forward group still working with them.
Well, they are
Well,
meeting with us
so
in the fall, but.
there's two groups, and when you say Path Forward, that's too generic now. There's the community spaces that Pam does with Ellie, and then there's RAMP, which
Yeah,
is
it's the ramp. Yeah.
myself, Peggy, and Kristen, who lives next door. We're the three that kind of keep it all together.
Okay.
And so Peggy does have a lot of good contact information, but mostly because of the path. She want the scoping grant that she's trying to get started and get approved.
Okay,
This book
okay.
is like the number one thing.
Yeah, I have that in my pile.
I think you took my
I
advice on the
think I
scoping.
did take yours then. I was looking for something new.
I just grabbed one of those the other night. Yeah.
Did you?
It's a good
Yeah.
resource.
It is a good
Yeah.
resource.
It's got a lot of stuff in it
I
for
wondered
her.
if Elaine had to put them in there because we don't really want just people taking big 10 of them, you know. I don't think we have a limited amount.
All right, so I think we have our jobs to do there. Now, Ethan brought up to me, plus I've seen that the PUC tower issue has taken a new turn with the discussing 248A, right?
Yeah, it's the whole process, right, for issuing the PUC process and
Now, let me
considering.
just ask a couple of questions. One is, there's some kind of thing that can go into sunset or be renewed. It's a 3-year program. Can you tell us about that? I don't know.
I don't know as much about that part.
Donna might.
I know Donna's on the call.
Sure, I could fill you in because I testified in front of the House committee last
You know, I
week.
saw it. I saw it. Then I saw the discussion afterwards too.
And the what was extremely interesting was the land use committee with Brooke Dingledine and her two colleagues, and they are opening the suggestion, they are following up with the suggestion of perhaps tower siting telecommunication
Might have accidentally
facilities
muted.
should
Yeah,
go to
did you
let.
mute, Donna? We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh no, I
You're
unmuted.
still on.
I'm here. Yep.
Can't hear you, Donna.
Can you hear me now?
Donna, we're not getting anything.
Uh-oh, I.
Yeah, I said it says you're muted.
Let's see. We'll try
Can
again.
you unmute for me?
I can't, no.
Okay.
What?
Sometimes
If I hit, there's a mute button, but
it only is if you muted on this end, then you can unmute. But if
Yeah.
she muted, you can't unmute
No, I
her.
can't unmute her. I don't see her muted anymore, though. Her speaker's not working. Her speaker, can
Can
you
you
hear me
hear
over
me
there?
now?
No.
Oh no, can you hear me now?
I think we're okay here. So there
Oh.
were, I can just read you what I sent you.
Okay. Why did Donna stop talking?
Let's
We're
see.
here. We
Why
can't.
isn't he?
Randy, can you unmute? Can we hear you?
What's going on with speakers?
Oops.
Yes, I'm hearing just
That's not the
fine.
speaker, that's the microphone.
Yeah, the speakers are here, but everybody's plugged
Didn't
in.
have some red button on it.
Can you hear me now? No?
I hear her.
Right, check those. That's in.
Yeah,
Green.
Randy, tell
Green.
them that
There's
you
no
can
red
hear me
one
because
right
I think
there.
it's
I thought there's
okay on
anything
my
on.
end.
Well,
I
this
can
one has
hear
a
it quite
red
well.
name drawn.
That says something. If I can't read, what?
Maybe just
Are
the
they
volume
connected?
turned
Is it
up in
not
the
all night?
speakers
Now she's
there
got
in
to
the
talk
town
again.
hall.
I think it's up.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, test.
I can read what I have, and we can just put it in the
What happens
minutes
if
if
you
you want.
unplug that
Yeah,
and just go
that sounds
off
good.
your
I have a
computer?
video to it.
Yeah.
So,
So just
Yeah.
blurb, I think that you're talking about
Can you
here.
try again? Unmute. I'm getting you as muted here.
Let's see, does that work
Here
now?
you go. Yep, now it works.
Okay. Well, all right. J the most important thing of this is that the land use committee, the three appointed people by the governor, led by Brooke Dingeldine, who has legal experience representing opponents to the tower sitings, they are open to making it part of land use before making it official Act 250. The beauty of that is that the Act 250 process is less cumbersome than the PUC 248 process for the municipalities and for abutting neighbors and for anyone that's an intervener. Because it's much more quasi-judicial way of doing it with the PUC. Anyway, that's a really good, hopeful thing. Their presentation was excellent, absolutely excellent. And most the beauty of it all was that the clerk from Timoth testified and a person from Danville testified. And I got to tell you, the committee heard us. They heard that we were unheard in our cases, our tower cases. It's the first time I felt that. Greg Faber, the hearing officer that's in charge of all this for PUC, he appeared a number of times at the request of people that testified during their testimony. And that was extremely helpful because he misrepresented our case in particular, that the town was given deference. The town was not given deference. We can prove it. We're in Supreme Court now trying to prove that point. And so, without going off on a big tangent, this committee listened. They were supposed to vote last Thursday. Instead, they had a discussion, and the ideas that they came up were phenomenal. It's beyond the sunset. The tower companies were saying, oh, don't sunset us just for 3 years. Let's do 10 years or make the statute permanent. Sure, because it goes in their favor. Oh, it was really interesting. And luckily, three of the members on the committee caught on to that and said, how come we don't have any tower or mobile providers showing up saying how we can improve this 248 process? We only have these people, and they've never had people show up before saying, wait a minute, we went through this process and these are the issues we had. And that's what their purpose was. Let's talk about the 248A process with the PUC and how it actually occurs. But their three members, they came up with such great ideas, and they tabled everything. They have two more people testifying tomorrow, and then they have a discussion. And they said they put vote in question mark. They said we might need to have more people testify. So what I'd like to suggest is someone from Westmore, Ethan, you would be ideal, to write to Kathleen James, and you can do it through Zoom. You don't have to go in person. And if you could just say, hey, look, we submitted a letter. It was totally knocked out. It was put in public comment and we were not given deference. The example I used was if I want to develop my land, if I want to put something on my land, I have to go through zoning, planning, et cetera. And if it's outside, I have to go for conditional use. I said, and that's what tower companies should go for. They should have to go to the town first. I just think it was a really positive thing. It made me have a little more faith in our government and the Vermont process. The Energy and Digital Infrastructure Committee, led by Kathleen James, very good ears. They definitely listen. They're very neutral. They're very positive. And they also deal with the broadband. And one of the things that one of their members brought up was, shouldn't we be putting the energy to making broadband first? Because then you'll see what is served, and then you'll know where towers are. And the other big thing is the telecommunication. Every 3 years, they go through the telecommunication state plan, and they're not following it. And that's the Department of Public Service. They are totally ignoring it. And we spent $1.2 million in 2024 to get that updated. So you're just like, it's we've got to hold some accountability, and we have a committee willing to do that. I think I did pretty well because two people approached me afterwards and they said, we need you to testify in front of the Senate. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. And they said, but just realize they only allow 8 minutes. She allowed me 45. But I think we're on a really positive thing. My point is, this is our opportunity to say town deference wasn't given, and we need that. In order for us to be accountable for our town, we do need to be given that deference, and the PUC process ignored it. And I do think land use, we'd be better off through land use. Anyway, and if there's any questions, I can answer them.
I think the only question I have is what exactly was the committee that you
The House of Energy and Digital Infrastructure. So after they vote, they're going to say whether the sunset. Originally, when they proposed it, they said, oh, let's make it a 5-year or 10-year, because they only heard from tower companies. And it's Sybil, I think, was the one that was sponsoring the bill, the committee member. And even with just a little bit of input she had the first week, Annette Smith was one of them. She changed that to, oh, we got to stick to 3 years. So she rewrote the bill to stick to 3 years. And the funny part is Greg Faber from the PUC, he wants it 10 years. He doesn't want to do that much work. And the other committee members are saying, well, maybe we're responsible for the statute. Maybe we need to change the statute. If we can't get into the land use this time, let's do 3 years. What they're considering right now is sunsetting it for 3 years, keeping it basically the way it is through PUC, but making some changes through the statute saying, but we have to make sure this is done, that is done. And they had their lawyer appear, and the lawyer's appearing again tomorrow. So how they could best write the statute up a little better. This is really, really, it's a real positive thing because the statute, I know when we were having our disagreements, Russell, across the street from me, when he was on the select board, he misrepresented about the town deference. He says, oh, in 2012, this was rewritten. No, it still kept the town deference in there. And so my point once again is if someone from the planning board would be willing to just, I can give you the link. You just say, Kathleen James, you can have a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute. Can I zoom in and testify that, yes, the PUC process did not include town deference. We were totally overlooked, and all public comments were not considered. The points that all three towns made, Danville, Timoth, and I made, was that no town deference was given, no public hearing was ever held by the PUC, and they said that's because it has to be held by the Department of Public Service, who rubber stamped everything for the tower company. And there was one other thing. No, oh, and no site visit. All of which, if you went through land use, all that is automatic. All of that is included. So that's why PUC is overwhelmed with everything they're doing. Let's be honest. Sometimes people get to a certain point. Let's take something away from them and give it to someone that can do it right.
Okay, good. Any other questions?
Would Ethan or Randy be interested in it? It's a really simple thing. You don't have to. I went into the thing to be there in person because I thought it was that important since it was 45 minutes. But the person from Timoth, she did a 15 minute. She was the town clerk, and she did a 15 minute testifying through Zoom. I just think hearing from the town, because the two letters were sent in by by you guys and by the select board, and they were never considered. And that really got them. That got the committee saying, but wait a minute, how is that giving town deference if those weren't considered?
I would consider it.
Ethan,
I already wrote a letter.
You did. Randy, are you considering that?
Yeah, what's the timing?
Randy, if you want, we could talk after this meeting, and all you need, I'll just give you it's the clerk is Abby. No, Alex, and Kathleen James is the committee chair. And all I did was I wrote her an email and I just said, hey, I don't think you have this side of the story. And that's when Annette was pretty surprised
No,
because she gave
I
me.
need to know the what days are we talking about?
Oh,
I've got a men's group and a Druid festival that I'm helping host.
Oh, well, that's you would just write to her and she would give you options.
Okay.
She'll tell you what's available.
Let's talk after the meeting.
Yeah,
Oh,
okay. You guys
that's
work that
great.
out. Yeah, that's great. I'm a little
Yeah.
hesitant, to be honest, just because I've already testified before a few committees for the legislative session wearing my state hat.
Oh,
And it just would be a little awkward, maybe, for me to
yeah.
be
I
going
respect that.
He's the everywhere
And
guy.
Ethan, the
What time you
presentation you
want
did
to
on
do.
the forest thing with the select board, that was very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to end the meeting and I'm going to stop the recording. Thank you, everybody.
Bob, it's Miriam. I think I'm unmuted. May I
Good minutes,
ask a
Bob.
question? Bob?
Yeah, who is this?
Can you hear me?
It's
Yes.
Miriam.
Oh, hi, Miriam.
Yes, it is. Hi.
She's there.
I heard you say you were going to end the meeting. I just have a few comments I would like to make,
Okay.
if
All
that's
right.
okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll be short, right? Good meeting. The short-term rental properties, which was the first issue I think examined,
Right.
it leaves me, more confused than ever about the responsibility for this kind of action, and not only short-term rentals but events. It seems that we get almost regularly every week another event request for approval at the select board, right?
Yeah,
And
yeah.
you folks mentioned a wedding issue, and the issue involved in that was noise. The only thing I can say about noise is there is no ordinance,
Yeah, I know.
noise
That's we came
ordinance.
up with that conclusion. Yeah.
Right.
There's no
Okay.
bylaws, there's no
But,
ordinance, so.
there is no bylaws either. I'm sorry I'm not up to date with the bylaws, but I intend to review them. But if there isn't,
No, there's nothing
anyway.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, zoning is responsible for determining bylaws, correct?
Yeah, but the bylaws are supposed to be the action plan for the town plan. In other words, you have what the town wants, and then the bylaws are to
Yeah.
reflect those wants and
Right.
needs. Yeah. And it's basically where we develop our land and how we develop our land. That's
Right.
it doesn't get into noise and any of that stuff. It's basically the zoning bylaws are there for land development.
Okay. But the events that you were talking about, the wedding that occurred and associated with that was the noise. I'm confused about who is the authority to manage short-term rentals events. Is it both select board and planning or management and regulation?
Yeah, well, it's suggested that the planning administrator might be. It would be a town ordinance. So if it was a town ordinance, the select board would be.
Get the police.
Yeah,
Right.
get the police. Yeah.
Police.
So, yeah, I mean, it's
Or
a complicated process. It's
well,
not easy, but.
yeah, I know, I know, I know.
But then again, if it's a
Also,
real problem, you want to solve it, I mean, it does appear to be a real problem, then not to have an answer
yeah.
is could be trouble too. So.
Right, but I was just wondering whether or not the planning also receives event requests?
Nope.
No, okay.
No, Elaine doesn't put
That was
us in
just
on any of that
the
stuff. Yeah.
first. Okay. Regarding the other issue that was brought up, the town plan update, good discussion. And it just leaves me feeling really uncomfortable with the state of coordination between planning and select board. All of these issues cross-reference both select board and planning, it seems to me. But we both those organizations in our town seem to operate independently of each other, which, you know, if that's the way it should be, then that's the way it should be. And I'll just quit looking for more coordination
Yeah,
between
yeah.
planning and the select board. But you know, I don't know. I know that they kind of consider themselves, at least the other members do, as a, you know, single part, a single organization, and you know, they make decisions and so on. But the willingness to not share what's going on, for instance, with the town plan update and these other issues that were brought up tonight, is I think it's a loss. I don't think it enriches, you know, any of us at all. But just a comment. That's all I've got to say. Thanks for
Yeah,
listening.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. And when Elaine gets something, usually from the state or from an organization, it will
Yeah.
say who that should be distributed to. And if it doesn't have planning commission on there, she doesn't do the planning commission. If it does, I get it.
I
Otherwise,
see.
I
I
don't
see.
see it.
Yeah.
So I don't
Right. I
know
see.
if
Okay.
there's any way to improve that or make it different. I don't know. But
Yeah.
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 So.
And you just the last thing is, there were some comments about including some supplements or something. By the way, that's, I think it's already gone to the press, the town meeting warning. So
Okay.
you know,
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
done. It's
It's done.
done.
Yeah.
Elaine, I think, like last night, she said, "I'm sending it to the press." So
Yeah. Yeah.
anyway, yeah.
All right.
That's all. Thanks. I
You guys are all exhausted, so I'm sure. All right. Thanks, Mary.
That's okay, but yeah, thank you, all of you, for what you do. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I just
Bye.
need more information. I think I need more information. I, you know,
Yeah.
it's always a struggle to how to find it, where to get it. I don't know, the last question from Donna about, are there any more questions? And you know, I will get with Donna. The question I have is, this 248 Act, does it eradicate 250? But I'll ask Donna that. So
Actually, I can
that's
answer
all.
that.
Thank
That's the option. That's what they're looking into. But because it would take
you.
time, and the other thing is, just so you know, 240 land use right now is under re they're under development because of that what's that statute 181 with this whole thing, which you guys are working on. So they said they have to put
Yeah.
that first.
Yep. Okay.
Like if it's
All right. Thanks, Donna. But you
yeah.
know, I think Act 250,
Too overwhelming because
I learned
yes,
when I was
plus
when I was in college at BU,
the
Act 250, when the Vermont,
it goes up to go to Active 50 if it's contested. Right.
it was the first land use
Oh,
act in the country.
was
Oh,
it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was the first land use act in the country, and it has been so much copied throughout the world. All these environmental assessments, which have come up, and are derivative, and it was put together by the, you know, the judiciary. I said, no, not the judiciary. It would be the who was it? Anyway, I was told that it was, you know, whoever was elected for representing the towns in Vermont, farmers. Put together by farmers, and it's a brilliant act, the first one ever in this country and maybe in the world, the Land Use Act of 250. I you know, I'm fond of it. I'd hate to see it eliminated by something which perhaps is considered more current,
Wait,
but
I def.
it's a fundamental piece of legislation.
Well, the big thing is you don't need to have to establish party status or anything. Everyone has a right to speak, and the towns have the ultimate. That's the big thing. You still own your town.
Yep. That was a good thing. Anyway, thanks, Donna, for answering. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Everyone have a good night. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night.
Right. Thank you, Miriam.
Thanks.
Hold it. Hold
Thank
on.
you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Thank you,
What's
Pam. Good
that?
night.
Oh, we have to have approval of the minutes for the last meeting.
Oh, yeah.
See the division?
Okay.
I know. Am I on? Do I? Did I
You're
attend?
there. You attended, and you said stuff. And you said
Yeah.
stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll move to approve.
Okay. Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. This end
Have a good
meeting
meeting.
closed.